Hello, welcome back to Purple Rain Watch, day 35. Today I'm doing a special spotlight on a special guy named Jelly Bean Johnson, aka Bean, aka Gary. Jelly Bean is the drummer for the time. He is a tall drink of water. He's easily a head taller than everyone in the movie. And I tried to find out how tall he was, and there's zero information. No one chooses to mention that the guy's tall. To me, I'm like, who is this frickin' basketball player? Like, this dude, you know, when you see him with the band, sometimes you just think, yeah, he's part of the posse. Maybe he could have been an athlete. I don't know, but I guess no one found that to be an extraordinary attribute of Jelly Bean's. So I don't know what's going on. Nobody cares. But he looks very tall to me. But that being said, Prince is like 5'2", so... And he's the drummer for the time. He is also a guitarist, a songwriter, a producer. A lot of these Minneapolis dudes could play multiple instruments, and drums just happen to be what Jelly Bean got to play. I mean, Morris was a drummer, and Morris thought he was going to be drumming in the band, but Prince decided he wanted Morris to be the main dude, main singer, so Jelly Bean got the call. He ended up going to produce some songs for some big acts, such as Janet Jackson and New Edition. In 1990, he co-produced Janet Jackson's number one hit single, Black Cat. He was a very in-demand session guitarist and drummer after a stint with The Time, though now he's back with The Time. Dude, you know, he had a decent career after the fact. They got some good work with Janet Jackson. I know Prince was low-key pretty jealous of everyone else's success. When you know, you barely see Jelly Bean in the movie. You do notice him because he's so tall, and he is doing some solid background work when we first see him. Morris Day goes up to some ladies and the rest of the band, and Jelly Bean's right next to him talking to a lady, but full just lip syncing it, miming it, so his voice doesn't catch on camera. But it doesn't really make sense that we don't hear him talking, because he's in the same plane of, you know, depth, I guess, from us as Morris. So he's not in the background and we can't hear him. He's literally right next to Morris, who we are hearing talk, and it's not great. It doesn't make sense. Like many things in this movie, doesn't make sense. Let's see, what else about Jelly Bean? Ooh, fun fact, the time when they were on tour with Prince and the Revolution during the Controversy tour, they were also touring with Vanity 6, and The Time was also the backing band for Vanity 6, but no one really knew that, because they'd have the three ladies out front and then this big old curtain, and then The Time would be behind the curtain playing, and they seemed to really enjoy that. They would just get to warm up for their own act, and no one had to look at them. They were goofing off, and sometimes Prince would come and join them, and no one knew Prince was out there slaying on the guitar, because all they could see were three ladies. Jelly Bean, in an interview, was talking about how when you worked for Prince, you had to be available 24/7. Like, Prince just pretty much didn't sleep. Sometimes you'd get a call at 3 or 4 in the morning, and he'd expect you to come down and record or whatever he needed. The Revolution and The Time kind of had a very serious rivalry, like you see in the movie Purple Rain, though Prince was involved in both bands, so it's weird that a rivalry was existing, but on tour they would kind of prank each other. Apparently there was an epic food fight during the Controversy tour at the very end, and they just went insane battling each other with food in the hotel. And then Prince had Morris pay for all the damages. Jellybean talked about how the different little projects Prince was working on were all these kind of personalities that Prince had. And with the Revolution, Prince was going for a more white audience, more pop audience. And with the time, it got to be his little R&B group, his more urban R&B side got to be fulfilled with the time. And he even styled them, told them what to buy, had them all in the smoking jackets and skinny ties like you see in Purple Rain. Oh, and that being said, my Jellicle choice for this watch is high-waisted pants on men. Really, really right up to the bottom of that rib cage, high-waisted pants. They're like kind of pleated, have a lot of like a nice baggy hip thigh. I don't know, it's really a real slouchy, sleek look, and I'd love to see men rocking a high-waisted pant. I remember when the movie Her came out, there were all these think pieces about the wardrobe and Joaquin Phoenix's high-waisted pants. They were making a comeback, but I don't think I saw that happen in my real life. But maybe Sacramento isn't the cutting edge of fashion. I don't know. Prove me wrong, Sacramento. But yeah, the wardrobe choices were a feast for the eyes. High-waisted pants, you're my Jellicle choice. Shout out to Jelly Bean. Wish I knew how tall you were. I'll never know. It's a mystery. Thank you for listening. I'll see you tomorrow.